Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. This afternoon, let's sit down and talk about something quite unique and quite necessary to talk about, especially when we're talking about children. Now, those of you who happen to be parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you could be caretaking right now. You could be a foster parent. You need to listen to this because this is really important. With me this afternoon, Magda Alvarado, and of course, you know this lady very well, Elizabeth O'Hario Williams. Normally, she would be with the Diocese of El Paso, but today in a different role. We're talking about a nonprofit organization called En Voz Alta. First off, ladies, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay. So we have the annual fundraising event coming around the corner toward the tail end of April. But we need to actually talk more about the whole thing about En Voz Alta, because I think people still don't get the concept that some children don't have the opportunity to hear.
Right. Okay. So En Voz Alta is an organization that started about 10 years ago. And it was really born of the need for parents to recognize that they were not alone. In my case, my husband and I adopted a little boy who has what's called bilateral microtia and atresia. He doesn't have the holes in his ears, and his outer ear cartilage is malformed. So what he hears is as if you and I were underwater. That's how he hears. But obviously that severely impacts his language abilities. And so I am one of the lucky people because I came into the process when En Voz Alta already existed as an organization. But when the organization started, it was really born of the fact that there were a number of families kind of scattered all over our area who didn't realize there were families like them. And so they wanted to be able to introduce their children socially, to be able to talk about educational needs, emotional needs for children who often may run into problems because they don't know how to express themselves. And again, that comes back from the language ability or in some cases disability. And so that's how En Voz Alta started. And so it is having it only has one fundraiser a year. And in this case, it's the one that you mentioned at the top of the program, the Jewelry for a Voice event. And that program is purely for the funding of hearing aids for children whose families either don't have insurance or who have insurance but whose insurance companies have told them that they don't qualify for a hearing aid, which is just heartbreaking. In my case, you know, my husband and I, we have insurance, and our son was able to get his hearing aid, and he's now well on the road to being a hearing and speaking person.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many families in our area where that's not the case. And that's really where En Voz Alta comes from. This fundraiser is the opportunity to provide for children the opportunity to hear. And last year, we were able to help more than 24 kids.
Yeah, last year when we sat down and we spoke about the necessity to be able to fundraise in order to have kids talk and hear and be normal. That all we're asking is for kids to have a normal childhood.
Sure.
And the last time we talked about it, the fundraiser prior to that, they were able to give maybe about 10 families the opportunity to have their kids be able to help and hear and whatnot. And this time we're talking a little bit more. But let's face facts here. There's maybe about 500 families in the El Paso County area alone that are in need.
That's true. And Magda has been a part of En Voz Alta here for a while, so maybe you can speak to that. But I know, like you said, we have grown this. And the fundraiser has, for the most part, been about half of that room that we have at the El Paso Club when we have our fundraiser. This year, we're being very ambitious. We have the whole ballroom. And so we're trying to sell about 150 tickets for this fundraiser. And you're right. The more people who are attending, the more people who are able to purchase the jewelry, the more we'll be able to help many of these families.
And I would like to add a fact. From June 2015 to January 2016, a total of $12,120 has been spent to purchase 20 personal hearing aids and 11 ear molds, along with $1,100 for a loaner bank, which aids with children who, for example, have equipment for their cochlear implants, which those are pretty expensive and are not affordable.
Okay, so our listening audience happens to be a really huge, I guess, fans of making jewelry. They mm-hmm. just love to knick-knack and do all kinds of stuff. So how do they get involved in creating little things, nice things for your fundraiser?
There are a couple of different ways that they can get involved. What we have is an artisan bead. So we have a designer who annually will cut a particular stone, let's say. And then artists who are interested in being a part of that artisan project can pick that up. At this point in the year right now, because our fundraiser is happening here in about a month and a half, they wouldn't be able to do it. But next year, they would be able to. So then you pick up that bead, and then you determine what it is that you're going to do with that bead. Is it a necklace? Is it a bracelet? Do you cut it in half and put it into earrings? And then those pieces are then used at the Jewelry for a Voice event, and they people can bid on them. And, I mean, we've had some beautifully unique pieces, just really ornate, gorgeous pieces. And again, everybody who does things for En Voz Alta, they're volunteers. Nobody draws a salary from this. All of the money that is raised goes toward the opportunity, like Magda said, to provide those ear molds, pieces for the cochlear. In my child's case, he wears something called a baja. He can't wear the cochlear because he doesn't have enough cartilage on his ear to have a hearing aid that would cup his ear.
Right.
And so we're working to be able to get something like that for another child who may be in a similar situation to him, a loaner bank. So, for instance, if my son's hearing aid were to go out and we send that off to get fixed, he could be without a hearing aid for 3 days to 2 weeks. And for a child who's trying to develop his language, that's a significant amount of time. There can be some ground lost. And we certainly have experienced that before. So we don't want that to happen. We want to be able to have a loaner bank so that they can go to their audiologist and say, you know, this cochlear is being turned in. Do you have one I can borrow for a few days? And then that way there isn't any lost ground. And I think that's very important. And so to get back to your question about the jewelry, we then also have a portion called the gently worn jewelry, and I happen to be the chair for that particular piece this year. And so we all have watches or earrings, necklaces, something that somebody gave us, or maybe we've worn it, but it's just not our style. Mm-hmm. They've been donated to us, and so we have, you know, $5, $10, $20 pieces, and then some pieces that are a little bit more expensive that we're putting out, and people have the opportunity to purchase, again, with that money to go toward kind of our end result for the hearing aids.
Okay. So, Magda, you've been with En Voz Alta for several years, almost at the inception of this. How is your child doing now?
He's actually doing very good. He is currently at the oral program, and he is talking very good. He's actually been a beneficiary from En Voz Alta because not too long ago his cochlear implant wasn't functioning correctly. So we were actually able to get a processor through the loaner bank for a couple of days.
So as our listening audience can already pick up, a loaner program is vital for this community.
Very
because
important.
This community isn't just El Paso County. I mean, you stretch out all the way down to Marfa and Alpine and practically into Doniana County from what I remember the last time. I think it's kind of like has partnerships all over the place.
We want to be able to try and help as many families as we can. That's for sure.
Okay, so how do people pick up tickets, website, phone numbers, all kinds of goodies?
Okay, you can pick up tickets by calling our phone number.
Let's see. I know we have a website, and it is www.elpasochildrensfoundation.org /upcoming-events.
Okay.
The phone number to reach the foundation is at 521-7229.
And we also have a Facebook page for En Voz Alta. So if you want to try and find that information there, you can find us online as well.
And all of that information will be up on our website so that all the links will be there and just send you off to be able to help, because that's basically what El Paso does.
Yes. We found people to be very generous. And I think that, you know, we're really banking on that again this year. As Magda said, you know, she's been a recipient of the generosity of people from El Paso. We would really love for your listeners to be able to step up again this year. Again, reminding them that they are hearing your program. And we want to be able to give children who weren't born with that ability the ability to have that now. And this is a great opportunity for them to do that.
In addition, I would like to add that in this website, you're able to find a video that can give you a description of what exactly is En Voz Alta, in case you're interested in watching.
I think that's a good idea. And we also have the tickets available online. So people don't necessarily have to go to a particular office. Mm-hmm. They can certainly go ahead and order those online. We're still looking for sponsors as well. And with a sponsorship would come the ability to, of course, have your name in the program and be recognized as well. But you would have tickets to the event. Last year, and I believe the year before that, our event has sold out. So we've been really, really excited with what we've seen and the response that we're getting from the community, which I think recognizes that, you know, even for those families who may have insurance, you know, we've all kind of run into issues with our insurance over a common cold, let's say, much less something that's, you know, going to be a lifelong issue. For instance, we know of stories where a child has needed their cochlear hearing aids for both ears, right? Left and right. We understand that that's important. But insurance companies have said, well, you've already got one, so that's good enough. That's not their decision. Children need to be able to hear if they're going to thrive. And that's really what the point of En Voz Alta is. And it also gives families the ability, for instance, we meet, and this is one of the first ways that Magda and I met was at a pizza party. So we'll have them, you know, twice a year where the families come. And it was really interesting for me to walk into this. So in my case, my child is adopted. And so not only was I getting used to a child, but I'm getting used to a child who has a hearing issue. I didn't know of any other families like mine. And so to go to a pizza party and to be able to say, hey, that kid's wearing a Baja too. I'm going to go and introduce myself to the mom and dad and say, hey, who's your doctor? And tell me how you navigated this and who were the teachers and what happened. Magda and I were able to meet two summers ago at a camp for children who have hearing issues. And to be able to sit with her and to say, okay, what's your story? And does your kid do this too? That's very valuable information for families to realize that, you know, their kid's not weird and their child is not, I don't want to say it is not unique because it obviously is, you know, not a situation that everybody's in, but they're going to be able to get through this and that there is a community of support out there. And I think that that was very, very important. I found it to be anyway.
I found it to be very, very supportive as well. And any questions that you had, like when my son was going to get his cochlear implant surgery, at pizza night is where we could talk to other parents and ask them what were your experiences? What do I expect?
Mm-hmm. And so I think being able to have that, you know, and Voz Alta, again, provides that. I have found it to be invaluable. And I can't even imagine what it must be like for some of these parents who want to be able to help their children and then aren't able to. And then for En Voz Alta to be able to come in and say, oh, that hearing equipment that you weren't going to be able to get, we got that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to help your child. For a child to kind of come from a non-hearing and perhaps non-verbal world to then be able to hear, you know, a car approaching as they're standing at a stop sign, to be able to hear a bird chirping, a lot of environmental sounds that you and I, Dennis, would frankly take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
Invaluable. You know, how do you teach a child to cross the street if they're only using their eyes? That's a safety issue.
Sure.
And so to have En Voz Alta be able to come to some of these families and say, we've got this, you're okay, you know, it's incredible. It's an incredible organization that I'm proud to be a part of.
Well, you know, it's something that I need to tell our listeners. If you think that you're detached from something like this, think again. I just found out last year that my third cousin has the same issue and has a pair of Bajas.
Oh.
You know, but unfortunately, they didn't know about En Voz Alta, and what they wound up having to do was having to use a resource in California to Oregon to Washington and back in order to. So the roundabout way was really costly when you can have it right here in El Paso.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. For instance, my son, when he finally got aided, was I guess it was right before he turned 4 years old. So you're talking about putting a $4,000 piece of equipment on a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a scary thing, you know. And they're gonna play, and they're gonna be in the dirt, and they're gonna swing on the swings, and there are gonna be those kind of issues because they're children. It's what they do.
Sure.
All that being said, if something happens to his Baja, again, I'm one of the lucky ones. I have insurance and I'll be okay. But without that loaner bank, which we don't have for his particular kind of hearing aid, he is not going to be hearing for several days. And we did have an incident where we were without his Baja for about 2 weeks. The processor just stopped working and it needed to be turned back in. Well, because we don't have that loaner bank, he went from being a happy-go-lucky verbal child in his class to being incredibly frustrated. He was throwing fits all the time. He's distracted in school because he can't hear. So if you can't hear, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to do something else, right? You're going to find – if you're 4 years old, you're going to entertain yourself, which doesn't necessarily go with what your teacher's plan is. Mm-hmm. But if you can't hear your teacher – too bad.
Right.
And so we could really see that once he got his hearing aid back, we were talking again with his S's sounding like S's instead of TH's.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to, you know, verbalize what he wanted rather than point. And so, you know, we'd certainly have children out there his age and older who can't hear. And so the sooner we know that once the intervention happens, as early as that intervention happens, the faster that child's what you would refer to as like their hearing age will catch up to their actual age. And that's what we want. We want for children to be able to be kind of aligned in that way. So a 10-year-old has the communication skills of a 10-year-old.
Right.
And that's what we're looking to do.
Absolutely. All of this great information is going to be up on our website as an archive, as well as all of the information in order to get tickets online, your phone numbers in case you need a resource, in case you need to talk to somebody because you have this in your family. It's okay. You just need to know where to go, and it's all going to be up on our website at ktep.org. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
Good luck with the fundraiser. I'm sure it'll be another sellout, and that info will be up there again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.